This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Shiva Ayyadure will be joining us. He's running against Pocahontas
from the
fake Indians.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's coming up. He'll join us for a few segments, and I'll continue with your phone calls. Right now, we got Doug, Joshua, Debbie, Zach, Stephen, and many, many others. Let's go to Zach in Florida because he wants to talk about Hillary's pay to play. Yeah, I'm going to put a report out later this week just showing them hundreds of millions from Saudi Arabia, other countries, the Russians, you name it, just showing where she's caught red-handed taking money for policy, but then Trump's son meeting with some Russians about dirt on her is the end of the world and we're at war with Russia. So, Mr. Ayyadure will be joining us coming up, the real Indian, running against Pocahontas, coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go to Zach in Florida. Zach, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, how you doing? It's great to be back on. And I wanted to just update a little tidbit when it comes to this pay-to-play, which is really just this premeditated predatory behavior that's been going on since the 90s. What I think is a major key here is if we could get Louis Farrakhan into the equation, because Louis Farrakhan has been dealing with the Clintons since the 90s. You could pull up the article from the New York Times in 96 where the Clintons blocked his $1 billion donation from Muammar Gaddafi to the Nation of Islam here in the States in order to open up kind of a free market, independent small business economy. No, they blocked that.
Sure, sure. You can say what you want about Farrakhan, who I've met with and had dinner with and all the rest of it. He's right about getting people off welfare, getting your own community things. And he's been quasi for Trump and then not for Trump because his constituency wouldn't go for it. But you're right. Farrakhan hates the Clintons.
So in 96, they block his $1 billion loan, and, you know, they run through the White House, and they do this type of thing. Later on, during the Obama administration, he gets another loan, but, of course, Hillary Clinton wasn't, you know, it wasn't her foundation getting the money, so she wasn't going to do this to sync along with her plan.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, I'm going to do a whole report this week that just details. I mean, the Clintons have gotten more than $15 billion from foreign governments in the last 15 years. It's over a billion a year, and it's almost all of it is illegal. I mean, hell, Trudeau in Canada is giving massive money to them. This is ridiculous. But again, they get everybody involved in the crime, so then it's too big to prosecute. You see, they do that on purpose.
So could you imagine Hillary Clinton's involved in blocking money coming to the U.S. to create local jobs, but yet she'll take money from a foreign government in order to, you know, remove.
Just like they gave $90-something million dollars, we covered it yesterday, to the phosphate operations overseas, and then they gave her money in turn. So she pays to ship the jobs overseas.
And it just shows how brainwashed the left is, because this is supposed to be a pro-minority group. Ladies and gentlemen, she does not care about minorities. She is a predator. This money that was blocked from Libya was going to the African-American community. Okay, so where's the uproar? Where's the uproar from Black Lives Matter? $5 billion, you know, organic, quote-unquote, dollars coming into the economy. Now, that's blocked. But, you know, she could do no wrong on the left eyes. And this just proves that this is a surface level.
Well, we have them in the WikiLeaks. We have them in the WikiLeaks saying we can't let people get self-sufficient. We've got to keep them poor, desperate, and in the dark.
During the election, you have a clip from Louis Farrakhan. After she, making a mistake, she has blood on her hands. She's guilty of the murder of Muammar Gaddafi. Whether you look at it from a sovereign country's perspective, or if you look at it for the debacle of our troops in Benghazi or our ambassador in Benghazi, let me make this clear: the blood is on her hands. Billions of dollars were traded hands here, and someone's dead. And look at her track record. Everywhere you go, she's surrounded by these crazy stories. And Louis Farrakhan has a clip where he calls her a wicked woman during the campaign against Trump, and pretty much sides with Trump, tells his congregation that look into Hillary's dealings and look into what she did to, quote-unquote, my friend.
No, I know. I mean, in person, Louis Farrakhan was pro-Trump. And then when he had pro-Trump statements, no media would pick it up. And I've since been invited back to go. And it's not that I don't want to go interview Farrakhan again. It's a big interview. I've just been so slammed. I haven't been traveling much the last year. But I'll probably make another interview with him soon because they want to do it in person. So it's just hard for me to travel with some of the stuff that's been going on. As people see, I've had the globalists after me 24/7. So I have been kind of hiding out in the rear with the gear. Thank you, Zach. We'll be back with Doug, Joshua, Debbie, and others. But first, the real end-in, who's running against Pocahontas in the Senate and rising in the polls. We'll talk to Dr. Shiva.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Jones, your host. We're now well into the third hour, and here's a little snippet of our guest that's coming up, breaking down exactly why he's running against the fraud that is Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas.
Sensational. Yeah. If you do the same and beat Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, that would be a double sensation.
Well, I think only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. I sent her a DNA test kit for her birthday, and I was very sad that she returned it. And I tweeted it out, and it went viral all over the Internet. Because, see, the issue of real Indian and fake Indian, there's a truth there, because here's a woman who actually checked off the box saying that she's a Native American.
Yep.
I mean, this foretells a person who's basically a self-serving elitist, is willing to cut in line as she needs, is willing to promote policies, for example, illegal immigration, so others can cut in line. I came in as a legal immigrant. You know, my dad came first. We had to wait about a year. So there's essentially disrespect for the law and disrespect for the country.
By the way, folks, I knew who our guest was when I had him on a few months ago, whenever Owen Schroyer recommended we have him on. I mean, I knew who he was. I knew he, you know, created companies that had produced hundreds of millions of dollars and hired thousands of people. I knew that they had stuff kind of like email, but he was the first guy to actually package it and name it that when he was in college, or I guess high school. I mean, he really is a great entrepreneur, the example of what we want in Congress, in the presidency, in the state houses, that actually understands where the power comes from the people, from working hard, from ideas, from the human mind, not from the elite establishment. And we've got Dr. Shiva Iyadure on the list at the bottom of the hour. Then I'll go right back to your phone calls. And I've seen the polls. He is racing up against her. He's starting to raise a lot of small donations. He's getting on Fox News, you name it. They're starting to demonize him. They're really, really scared of him. And the website is ShivaForSenate.com. So since you were on a month and a half ago, a lot has happened. You've gotten a lot of traction. Very, very exciting. Tell us where the battlefield is right now, because it shows we got to get more good people in Congress, more good people in the House and Senate, because we got the Democrats and Republican establishment blocking Trump. We've got the Freedom Caucus doing a great job. We've got him via executive power delivering. But, you know, we've got to help Trump. And I know you're wanting to get in there to help make America great again. So since we last talked, well, where is Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas, in our sights?
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Elizabeth Warren is running for her life in many ways, and it's and the way that it's manifesting itself is that the local media, Alex, the Boston Globe, the Herald, WRKO, even a guy called Howie Carr, and I'll come back to this, there's a new fake Trump movement which has aligned itself with the RINOs as well as the Democrats, are essentially running scared, and they don't even mention me or very little mention in the local press. So that's
exactly. So now that they
really
can't beat us, they're now going to try to run as us.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, as I mentioned, I think you mentioned, I have a degree in biological engineering, a PhD from MIT. And what's been fascinating over the last 100 days is I've had to put on my biology hat to understand the biology of the swamp creatures in Massachusetts. And that biology is fascinating. What it's revealing is, as you said, is, you know, we had the establishment swamp creatures, which were the RINOs and the Democrats in Massachusetts. Now what's happening, Alex, is they've created fake Trumpers. In fact, I'm not even going to mention this guy's name. I just call him the Dirty Deal. And he is essentially being put forward as a puppet in Massachusetts. So the GOP RINOs and the Democrats will have a weakling against Warren. And we're destroying him everywhere we go.
And I've seen the photos. There's fake photos of him with Trump, shaking hands, everything.
Exactly. And in fact, what I did was I literally had one of the leading forensic guys in the world do an analysis of that photo, and it's a complete fake. This guy's literally Photoshopped. I think I may send him the book called Photoshop for Idiots or Photoshop for Dummies, probably the former, because I don't think he's ready for the Dummies one yet. And he's literally Photoshopped a picture, and Trump really has three hands in this picture. But that's what you have going on. And what's fascinating is that the RINO Democrat media complex within Massachusetts is trying to keep me out, but they have a problem because we got on Fox, we tweet, you know, we get out there with, you know, great media like you guys who tell the truth. So I think we're on a literally a bold new American revolution. And every day Donald Trump stays in office, we win. We cannot measure Donald Trump's success based on which bill gets passed or not. What we can measure it on is the fact that people like me, people like Kid Rock, people like Omar Navarro, we're coming out and this movement is explosively growing. And more importantly, we're able to, you know, expose these fake Trumpers. And I think that's the next phase.
That's right. You're there to be part of the debates, win, lose, or draw. You win by participating. And then we're there exposing them. We're there building a populist libertarian movement to
exactly.
Take over the Republicans. And we're so close to winning. Ron Paul and myself and others created the original Tea Party. It scared the Republicans, so they tried to co-opt it. Instead, they just brought us in. We pretty much took over. And now there's a civil war inside the Republican Party. And that's why the Democrats are trying to announce it's all Russian and say it's some outside threat, because it's
exactly.
The only venue where there's a real resurgence of Americana and an attempt to have a big tent, bring everybody in around free market, around prosperity. They're totally panicking. And exactly, he's done a great job executively. They're trying to block him to kill his agenda. They're trying to kill the economy. They're trying to raise interest rates, showing how scared they are. But despite that, People in major polls blame the Republican and Democrat establishment for blocking Trump. And so, exactly, every day he's in there, defeats them with their political correctness. It gets better Supreme Court justices, better federal judges. I've got AP, Reuters, Infowars.com. Border Patrol union chief praises miraculous drop in illegal immigration under Trump, 63% now. It was 40-something percent. We've got Border Patrol energized like never before. Infowars.com says union president. It's not evil to have a border. Mexico has a border. China has a border. Russia has a border. India has a border. South Africa has a border. This is globalism conquering us, saying we can't say America first. Well, if we don't have a country that's for its people, what are we paying taxes for, Shiva?
Exactly. And the reality is Hollywood elites, when I was out there, have, you know, amazing borders around their home. You know, so, and these are the same people trying to tell us we should not have borders. You know, I came here, as I mentioned in that Fox News interview, legally. I had to wait a year. My dad came here first. And self-serving elites like Elizabeth Warren, who cut in line, you know, checked off that box, as I mentioned, saying that she was a Native American to get into Harvard. These are the same people who promote these self-serving elitist policies, saying that we should not have a border. By the way, Alex, I mentioned, you know, I sent Elizabeth Warren a DNA test kit. She refused it. We took it on the internet, went viral. I actually had my 23andMe DNA test done. It turns out I'm actually a lot of dot, but I also have a little Native American in me. It's a little bit, but I got some in me. So I'm a lot of dot and a little feather, as I'd like to say. So you got a real, real Indian running against a fake Indian. But I think we cannot forget what you've just brought up. You know, we had the Trump revolution. The Trump movement needs to expand. And that expansion is being forestalled by, as you said, I think we both mentioned it, the Civil War. And that Civil War now is being led by what I call fake Trumpers on the front end that the rhinos and the Dems are using. And in Massachusetts, we have this dirty deal guy who's out there. So we are going to expose him, destroy him, because it's part of getting out the true narrative of what it means to be an American. As you mentioned, we need people who are creators. We need people who are soldiers. We need people who are inventors, innovators. That's what the founders of this country wanted. They did not want swamp creature career politicians or dirty deals. And that's what I'm here for. And I love this country, Alex. And I'm so happy that this movement is growing. And every day it's growing. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity for all of America to see this grow. And we need to get everyone participating, everyone to support this president, because he's fighting a major war against the deep state. In Massachusetts, we have a microcosm of that deep state, but I would also argue the belly of the beast of the swamp, because you have the elites here, you have the self-serving elites who come up with all the narratives that goes out to the media.
You have a permanent corporate and governmental bureaucracy, a bunch of boss hogs, whether you're in Massachusetts or Texas or anywhere, you get these entitled boss hogs. That's why in Texas, one town will be free, open, happy. Taxes go to the real things. And then you drive into another one, you can feel it going across the county line. The cops act different. The people look upset. I mean, it's like North Korea versus the United States. Political policy is everything when it comes to the culture of the people. And we want to get back to America. I don't get why the left pushes they want collectivism when all it creates is abject nightmares.
Yeah, I mean, in Massachusetts, one of the interesting conditions, and this is reflected in the national level, is for every 17 skilled job openings, only one person is skilled. Yes, we need to keep lower taxes. Any dummy can tell you that. But the reality is the establishment Democrats and Republicans have not produced enough skilled jobs. What they have created is, and Massachusetts is the mecca of this, the educational industrial complex. Every parent sends their kids to colleges. They end up with $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 loans. And those student loans don't even go to the students. They go right from the government to these large universities where people like Elizabeth Warren can get paid $350,000 for teaching one course. Students are coming out. They can't read. They
Again,
can't
I'm glad you mentioned this, because you've got a huge education and started all these companies. And I'm not going to go over all the stuff you've done at MIT and everywhere else, because it would take 20 minutes, and all the things you've invented. But they think I'm bashing vaccines when I want them to be cleaned up and not being given liability protection. Or they think, you know, I'm bashing science when I'm worried about GMO and the studies show the problems a lot of it's causing. Or they think that I'm against education. No, they turned it into brainwashing. They engineered it for an economy that doesn't exist anymore. And as you know, most degrees are worthless now. I'm saying we should have education designed for our high-tech world. And then these leftists get saddled with these fake educations. They want a desperate liberal world that will exist with their education. Sorry, they got conned. And
exactly.
And that's the big issue. They've got to admit they got conned.
Yeah, they got completely conned. You know, I was fortunate, Alex, because I've been working, as we've shared, since I was 14 when I built that first email system. I went to MIT, and I figured out MIT after a couple of years that a lot of the professors there were not as smart as they were projecting. So I kept one foot in, but I was always working full-time, Alex. So I was able to take what I needed, but I was also able to get those degrees so I can use them as weapons one day, because now they can't say that I'm a nobody. So I did this in a very strategic way, but I have always been working, and that's what creates America. It's people who work every day.
Exactly, exactly. I was going to college, and I was already successful.
Is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Shiva Inure is running against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Starting in the next segment, I'll go directly to your phone calls and a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet. But first off,
minute.
40 people shot over the weekend in Chicago with some of the most draconian gun laws in the nation. Why is it that everywhere Democrats are in control of a city, they have epidemic crime, poverty, and collapse? It's because they're an organized crime system. And the Republicans are part of that criminal system at the top. But we're coming to the end of the line here, where the left says they're in an existential civil war, and that Fox News, myself, anybody that wants prosperity or America first is a Russian agent. Let me see. I'm a Russian agent because I want Trump to turn our coal and oil back on that lowered the prices of exports for Russia and hurt them worse than Obama could have ever done with sanctions. I don't want to hurt Russia. Sorry, America first. Again, none of it is reality-based. So, Dr. Shiva, why are Democratic Party areas such hellholes?
Bottom line, the entire philosophy of the Democratic Party, and obviously their establishment counterparts in the Republican Party, is to create a party or a situation of dependency, Alex. It's not about what the founders had, that there was supposed to be a direct connection between us and our creator without any intermediaries. These people want to create dependencies, like, you know, they want to create the opioid epidemic. That's what they want.
Let's talk about that. You're a really smart cookie. Why have they increased multi-hundred times the amount of opiates dumped out, then the very same government that allowed it acts like it's the savior and comes out with stronger drugs to counter the other drugs? That's like getting rid of opium with heroin at the end of the Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, if you actually look at this whole concept of the opioid model, you remember if you ever went to your doctor, they'd ask you, what was your level of pain? Remember they used to have a scale, level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Well, they had something for the low end of it, you know, like Advil, whatever, Tylenol. And they had stuff for the high end, like morphine. And then they created a middle end because there was no drug there. They saw a market opportunity. So a bunch of academics in some of the academic institutions created that. And that was their way that they started getting people addicted. That was the first model because it essentially created a market opportunity. The entire opioid epidemic is a result of a pharma industrial complex process that they put through, and now we have all this opioid epidemic taking place. The interesting thing, Alex, is there are solutions to the opioid epidemic. We came across an amazing doctor who actually was able to detox people in the home, and he was shut down by the local Democrat attorney general here. It's a very interesting story. It's a movie coming out called Hero in America.
Come on the nightly news with the director and tell us about that. I mean, what's incredible is they demonize us for selling organic shampoo. They now call shampoo and toothpaste that I sell and coffee snake oil. They say I claim my coffee's good. I mean, this is now next level. They claim that when I sell selenium or things that it's a con game, even though you got to have selenium to live and, you know, all the cancer studies. But then exactly half their ads are for opiates and stuff that'll kill you. Mainstream media is a joke.
Yeah, I mean, starting around the 70s, you had the pharmaceutical companies and the health insurance companies start to dictate health policy in America. And if you look at from the 70s all the way to, you know, 2000, when Romney Care, same as Obamacare, was implemented, what we now have is we have the health insurance industrial complex and the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
And that's why they're going from surgery to pills.
Exactly.
Now they say, sorry, we're not going to fix your back with surgery. We're going to give you a bunch of pills.
Exactly. So it's knives and drugs medicine. It's wartime medicine after you get screwed up, and they want you to get screwed up. It's not about prevention. I mean, a lot of the stuff I think you're
into. Oh, I know. Everybody I know goes to the doctor over nothing, and they're pushing opiates on them.
Yeah. And if you look at the actual model, when you look at the healthcare model, you go to your doctor. What, in the 70s, you paid, what, $15-$20? You got a scratch. That's what it was. Now we pay $15-$20 as a copay. On top of it, we're paying all this insurance. The health insurance companies are essentially dictating medical policy right now. You've had the wiping out of the local family doctor, your local healer, which was every village was supposed to have the local healer like my grandmother was, and they've all had to join this corporatized medicine.
Well, we've got to get you in the Senate because it's the big corporations, the big insurance companies and banks
that's
wrote
right.
Obamacare bipartisanly to rip everybody off, to make you buy it, to put big insurance companies in control of medicine. And you're right. Big Pharma is now our doctor, and infant mortality is going up. Our life expectancy is dropping, and flesh-eating bacteria is spreading, and the opioids are everywhere. They are killing us.
Yeah, and the bottom line is the immune system of the average person is getting destroyed year over year over year. And fundamentally, the immune system is what you need necessary to prevent us from cancer and all these diseases. And if
listen, Dr. Shiva, you're amazing. Yep. But regardless, let's start talking soon. I'm about to launch a bunch of new shows. I would like to seriously have you be part of InfoWars because you're so knowledgeable. All right. Well, thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Thank you, Shiva, for Senate.com. Wow, amazing. That's Dr. Shiva Idure running for Senate against Pocahontas. Be sure and get behind him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something as good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls this second. And then, Trevor Noah has put a new demonization piece out against us. And I thought I'd play it, not just because it's about us, Comedy Central, but because it illustrates how pathetic these people are and how they've got to talk about us to try to keep any viewers. Where they, I mean, because for a month they've been attacking myself and Gwyneth Paltrow because she sells supplements and I sell supplements. They never point out that Jeff Bezos is the biggest supplement seller in the world with Whole Foods. And they never point out that... Again, D Magazine and others that first started this, they show that I sell coffee and they call it snake oils. I didn't, and again, they're attacking us selling shampoo now. I'm not allowed to sell fluoride-free toothpaste that's made by the same manufacturer as Tom's of Maine with iodine and colloidal silver, even though they have known antibacterial health benefits. But see, I am allowed. They're not God, and people know the value despite what they say and do. So we have the new mechanical toothbrush that has embedded colloidal silver in it, mouthwashers, 3D action flossing bristle, put up with the same folks that have the little disposable ones that we sell that have colloidal silver in them. And we have that discounted when you get it with our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that is now back in stock. You can also get our 10-to-1 mouthwash that is organic essential oils from Emirates Essentials. 10-to-1 stimulates gums. It's amazing. People just love it. It's real strong, though. More like 20-to-1, I think. But they say it's 10-to-1. You can get all those discounted in the Advanced Oral Care Pack or get them by themselves at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And without you, we can't run this operation. So you get great products while funding the true tip of the spear. Free shipping throughout the month of July as well. And a bunch of specials due in Wednesday because we're selling out of BrainForce, X2, Supermail, and other products that should be back in within a month or so. But we can't continue those specials because they are running out. So take advantage of that today. And thank you for the support. Now, let's go to calls. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest here. Is it Doug? Is it Joshua? Is it Debbie? Is it Steve? Or is it Mailman? Joshua's been holding the longest in Georgia. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, I'm just going to go straight into it. I was a lead system administrator for a company called CPSI, as Computer Systems Programs Incorporated, out of Mobile, Alabama. At the beginning of the year, they were caught orchestrating an attack against their own customers with ransomware with the FBI. I've been trying to go public since January, mainly with you since March of 2017. I've contacted all 100 senators, 50 governors, one mayor, 75-plus.
Well, here's the deal. We don't screen phone calls, but I get, and I'm sure you're credible. I mean, I don't know that, but I'm sure you are. And so I'll get these calls where I've got to, like, vet things, look at it, figure it out. And I understand I get lots of stuff sent to me and then never can follow it up because we just don't have a big enough operation and so much is happening. Has there been anything in the news specifically about this company?
No, I've been trying to go public.
Okay. I'm going to get your name and number right now because I'm not saying you're a fraud, but we're on the radio in Mobile, Alabama. It's one of our affiliates is there. And one way people like to get us thrown off radio stations is they'll have somebody call in with an attack on a local business, then it'll be misrepresented in the news that I made that attack on a local business, then it'll be picked up nationally. Notice they'll show no proof that I said it, but they'll still do it. I'm not saying that's the case with you, but I'm going to get your name and number, and I'm going to give it to, say, Kit Daniels, and then you can send him some information. So please get that information from Joshua, Scott, and give that to Kit Daniels. But you're talking about domestic terrorism. I know that a lot of big companies like Google have been caught spying on their users, and so has Apple, and so has Amazon. So, you know, there's no doubt that stuff goes on. I just don't know about the company you're talking about in particular, Joshua. And so, again, I've got to, I have guests that come on and say random stuff as well to set me up. Everybody's seen that, and then the media says that I've said that. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Doug in California. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning again, Alex. The Christian Lord Jesus must be looking down favorably on me because I've called you twice and I'm on again. I was just talking about the immigration with a guest around a week or so ago. And the point I was trying to make was that with this new immigration law, what we have to make sure is that the Congress is going to be criminalizing the noncompliance of ICE holds with local public electeds and public servants so we can get some real enforcement of our immigration law and make our community safer. I listened to your last segment with Dr. Shiva, and I was very impressed. I've been following him a little bit as running for the Senate, and I don't know, I hope you recall who I was before, And I have been a local person active in political pursuits here in the Santa Cruz area and the Monterey Bay area, but mostly, more importantly, as a kind of educate people on our natural systems, our natural environment, particularly our water. So I've run locally here, and actually if I've decided that I'm going to be running for Congress against Congressman Pelosi, Congressperson Pelosi, in San Francisco, and I wanted to, you know, make that announcement on your show.
Well, that's awesome. Why don't you, when you get a website and stuff, send us an email, and we might have you on the show. Tell us more about that as soon as that website gets launched. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead now and go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I wanted to give I called and told you a screener. I wanted to talk about testimonies. And first of all, what I want to say is I've got a good friend that he was having major sinus and all kinds of problems like that. He's actually had surgery for polyps, and he's just got a lot of problems. He's on antibiotics. And so I gave him half a bottle of the silver bullet I had, and it was amazing. Within a day, he said all the green phlegm was gone. He's breathing a whole lot better. I told him to get the MycoZX and the Biome Defense probiotics because he's got issues with
Candida?
Fungus. The fungus, yeah. And so, you know, I told him to get that, and then I also told him to get the Untangy Tangerine, which would help him a lot with his overall health.
That's from InfoWarsHealth.com. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, that, you know, I just want to encourage everyone out there before I get to about, I've heard some testimonies from people on the wrong side of these issues, but support this operation. This is like Alex says, it's your war bonds. You're putting the word out there. You're supporting what is supporting the truth, and that's what this is all about. And the reason this is important, Alex, you know this, I've encountered people, the stuff they have said to me and talked, I've gone to veterans and said, you know, I've seen them wearing a veteran's hat and say, hey, aren't you glad we finally got a real American in the White House now that's for our veterans? And they're telling me, well, I don't like Trump. And I'm like, why? Well, because he's getting rid of Obamacare. Well, I voted for Hillary, you know, because he wants to find out all our personal information for the voting situation, you know, and they're just uninformed about
it. No, what Trump's doing is following federal law to make sure illegals and dead people aren't voting, which they've caught them doing. The globalists came in. They're overthrowing our system. We're not against immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. They're being used as a weapon, and until that stops, we've got to get control of this situation. And that's the bottom line. God bless you, and I appreciate your testimony. I'm going to say this as a layperson from my own research about fungus and candida and mold. Okay, everybody knows, it's all over the news, that it's causing brain tumors. It's causing, you know, most of the bats to die. Weird molds are killing turtles. Fungus is killing fish. I mean, it's mutating. It's out of control. Our environment's changing. These are the real environmental plagues. And from my research, and do your own. You know, this is separate from me pitching MycoZX. This is from my research what's happening. They know that candida, fungus, molds create these slime walls in your intestines, and then they manipulate the metabolic system of your gut. That's what natural bacteria are supposed to do. And then they basically feed on the sugars and other things and then control basically your gut flora. And that's why people that have big yeast infections in their guts and other things are known to always want sugar in things. I mean, you see this on the news. This is what doctors are saying. I mean, most of what I'm saying is just known. And then once it gets control of your gut, you're being colonized. Then it gets control of your sinus, and then it starts getting into your blood, and then it gets into your brain. And a lot of the new brain tumors you read about are literal fungus tumors growing in people's brains. I mean, this is scary stuff. Now, am I saying MycoZX is going to knock all that out? No. It's known to go in with concentrated herbs and knock out the slime wall where it's taking control of your gut in your stomach, in your upper and lower intestines. Okay? And just like I've got so many friends and family who obviously don't want to come on air, but everybody knows about probiotics, and it's just established that good probiotics are changing the world because bad pesticides get in our guts. They knock out the good bacteria. Then the bad ones that are immune stay there. They fill up the area. But then the other areas get filled up with yeast and mold, stuff like candida. And, I mean, a lot of people in this office that have been in the military, you name it, for 20 years, had irritable bowel, constantly having problems. I said, take Biome Defense. 2 months later, no more irritable bowel. I have another very close friend who they told has Crohn's-like symptoms. This is before I ever had our Biome Defense. I said, go to Whole Foods, get one of their better full-spectrum probiotics, and it basically knocked it out for the person. We don't have the gut flora we need. So I went out with group. We produced Biome Defense, very best out there we can do. Excellent. And it goes great with the Mycozy X. But since we mentioned this, I'm going to go to break, come back after this. Here's Trevor Noah last week. This is like last Wednesday. I wasn't going to air it, but now I am. With some other comedian on there, making jokes about myself and Gwyneth Paltrow, and not saying what I actually sell, saying what she sells, because she's got some funny names for her stuff. We've looked at the ingredients. It's pretty good stuff. Up against us and what we're doing. You know, Group has a degree from MIT. Group has a bunch of degrees because he has one in nutrition and one as a naturopath and one as a chiropractor. They make fun of that. Again, it's lying by omission. It's lying by omission. He's one of the top developers in the country. But I get stuff developed by the big companies that make stuff for Whole Foods. Group makes about half our line, but he's a great guy. He's highly respected. But it's like our toothpaste is made by the folks that make Tom's of Maine. We just go get the best made. Colloidal silver. My wife had a sinus infection. Antibiotics weren't knocking it out. 3 days ago, I started dumping colloidal silver down her nose. You have her lay over the bed, put it in, and it's gone away. Am I saying it's going to help every time? No, but silver's known to go after viruses and bacteria. It's been known by every culture. It's not debatable. At the hospitals, they have bandages now with silver because everything else stopped working. But they don't want you to know that. I've been promoting silver for 20 years. You go into a Walgreens now or a CVS, they've got 20 products with it in it. Silver gels, you name it. And it's not even as good as the stuff we sell. But it works. So they're demonizing normal behavior. Is it going to help you every time? Should you take silver and not antibiotics? No, that's your decision. There's a lot of stuff silver won't knock out. It's one more weapon against these bugs that are becoming totally immune. And I hope it keeps working. It may stop. I've got children, man. But they make a joke out of all this. Let's go to this demonization piece. Here it is.
Probably be a long time before we know the full Russia-Trump story. One thing is clear. America is really divided right now. The big question is, where is this headed? A civil war or a dance-off? For more on this deep division, please welcome to the show our newest Daily Show correspondent, Mr. Michael Costa.
Well, thanks, Trevor. It's great to be here. Good but boss. Just so you know, it's actually Dr.
Let's back up a few seconds with this other comedian on there. They hold up signs saying cheer at the times they want, see? All fake, all staged. Let's continue. Yay, we all agree with you. Put pressure.
Well, thanks, Trevor. It's great to be here. But just so you know, it's actually Dr. Michael Costa.
Wait, you're an actual doctor?
Yeah. According to medicalcertificateonline.com, I am. So that's a,
said pause
that's
again.
That's a blank.
They don't say who's saying they're a doctor when they're not. They don't say who's a fraud. It's like they say, Alex Jones is deeply racist, unalloyed racist, and then don't show the clip. He just holds up a piece of white paper and says, we're all fakes. That's why the royalty chose to eat off silver, even when they could eat off gold. Is that why they kept milk in cellars to keep it cold in Old England and France and kept it in silver containers? And they found milk lasted longer when kept cold and in silver? Or they thought it was wives' tales when the British, 200 years before anybody else, discovered vitamin C, and they gave limes to their sailors so they wouldn't get scurvy, so they could be 2,000 miles from home and pull up to a Spanish or Dutch ship and defeat them because they were all weak from no vitamin C. And the limeys, that's why Brits are called limeys, the limeys, they put the lime in the water, in the rum, in the grog, the limeys. But see, I'm informed. I know you die without vitamin C. But see, to them, this is all a big joke, something to make fun of what selenium does or what silver does to your gums. They don't want you to know. They think it's all funny that in the old days when they'd travel with milk on wagon trains out west, when they couldn't keep stuff refrigerated, they'd throw silver dollars into the milk and into the buttermilk. See, they don't want you knowing that. They want to just make it all a big joke. Let's continue.
That's a blank.
Now, Trevor, as a professional doctor, I'm here to prescribe a cure for America's division, a spoonful of optimism. It may seem that Americans are being driven apart, but plenty are coming together. Take right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. He runs InfoWars.
I was told by a genetic engineer about a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical. They had in tanks people with gills, and they're little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo, and it wants out, and you feel for it. They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people. I mean, do you understand that? Okay, pause again. Back in 3 seconds. So just type in MIT, human animal chimeras are gestating on farms across the United States last year. I can show you 1,000 medical reports or more from major universities going back 30 years with human animal hybrids. And I was told at a conference in New York by a well-known genetic engineer who whistle blew on GMO, who'd been on the show off record over drinks, that he and his colleagues had been involved in government projects where they were splicing humans, animals, fish, you name it. And he said, when you see a pig with a human face, or you see a, what looks like a pinniped with a human face, that's a seal, or even a fish, it is scary. I can Google right now and show you mice with human faces, mice with ears growing on them, cockroaches with microchips in them 25 years ago. But see, they don't care. They just, you could go search it yourself. They don't want it discussed. They're inoculating everyone to accept it as they now roll it out. The Chinese announced yesterday dogs that are 3 times more muscular created in test tubes and then given birth to. And now they're about to start announcing that they've cloned the humans that are superhuman. That was mainstream news Sunday. But see, mainstream media can report it. When I report it decades before, just like NSA spying, it's more kooky. I had a woman at Barton Springs public outside pool with my kids this weekend. It's a spring-fed pool. And I'm out there, and she walks over and she goes, "Hi, are you Alex Jones?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, are the fish going to watch you with little cameras?" And I went, no, I mean, I just reported on the appliances watching and listening to people decades ago from whistleblowers. I said, "It's now confirmed." I said, "Isn't it confirmed?" She went, and just kept smiling. And I was like, "Okay, well, I mean, are you just trying to just hit on me or something?" And I guess that's kind of what it was. But even for her, she thought that it would just be cutesy to do that. It's not cutesy. You could buy 20 years ago. In Hong Kong bazaars, this was like CBS News 20 years ago, rhesus monkeys that are part jellyfish and glow blue. And it said, though, that sometimes the stinging cells grow too large and then you have to put the monkeys down because it starts burning them. The stinging cells. I mean, they were selling jellyfish monkeys 20 years ago. That's mainstream news, folks. This isn't a joke. But we're in this compartmentalized world right next to all this advanced technology, but we can't have a debate about it because the average man is too busy talking about fantasy football, strutting around, acting tough to other men. There it is, MIT Technology Review. Oh, they'll tell us about it. Glowing monkeys inherit jellyfish genes. Oh, MIT told us 8 years ago. Folks, I'm telling you, I mean, I was reading this stuff on air 15, 16, 17 years ago. But again, it doesn't matter. Trevor Noah will edit it out, and I'll go, "There's little monkeys that are part jellyfish, and it's painful." And they'll just go, "Ah, ha, 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 ha," even though their editors know they cut out the clips where I showed you the articles. China unveils gene technology to create superhumans with hypermuscular test tube dogs. They're not test tube dogs. Scroll down. Look at one. More than a decade ago, China rolled out human milk producing cows. They're part human. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Trevor Noah, and then I'll go to your calls. Here's the rest of this BS. Good people, I mean, do you understand that?
Humanoids cross with fish, so mermaids. You hate mermaids? Who hates mermaids? Now, you wouldn't think that guy has much in common with, say,
Back it up 10 seconds. So you got humans crossed with aquatic life. And they're gulping, and they're horrified, and they're in cages, just like a turtle, you know, a huge turtle at the zoo. They got the San Antonio Zoo's got, like, the biggest alligator snapper turtle I've ever seen in a tank, basically the side of its body. And it's just like, ooh. I mean, I feel for it. But see, he doesn't want you to feel. Now I'm a racist against mermaids, see? I don't want these creatures living in cages. I want to have a debate about it. I want them to have rights. And so I'm a bigot. See how that works? Let's continue.
It's crossed with fish, so mermaids. You hate mermaids? Who hates mermaids? Now, you wouldn't think that guy has much in common with, say, Hollywood Gwyneth Paltrow, the founder of Goop. That's her website where she markets an alternative brand of wellness that, for some reason, her followers pay actual money for.
I've always been that person.
But Big Pharma, they have drug ads. They have all their other ads on there. Where at the end of the drug ad, it tells you all the ways it can kill you, the opioids, the Prozac-type drugs, the blood thinners, all the fake statins that literally eat your brain and eat your liver and admitted to be total frauds, and Tylenol that's worse than a bottle of Jack Daniels, they now admit, you know, give that to kids, that's okay. They run all this poison, they sexualize your kids, and then they make fun of Gwyneth Paltrow that she dare have her own line of supplements because that might cut in on Jeff Bezos and Whole Foods and Amazon and the $600 million a year to fund the Washington Post trying to kill the recovery of this country. The word is, you don't get to sell products and then fund your own political views. You watch our Big Pharma ads and get ready to drop dead because these little guys are funny. They're the anointed comics on Trevor Noah. Here it is.
Who has sort of introduced the culture or the media to things that people think are weird.
I usually make my own smoothie with a lot of different moon juice powders. There's great proteins and adaptogens and things to help with adrenal fatigue.
Oh, my gosh, adrenal fatigue. Oh, my gosh, all these herbs and things and eating healthy. Oh, my God, so easy. This is whacked out. This healthy-looking woman, and she's telling you about, you know, how to take things for your immune system when they admit our immune systems are cratering. This woman is the enemy. Let's continue.
For beauty.
Perhaps nothing is more interesting than the TMI topic of vaginal steaming, which goes into
the movie about chemtrails, vaginal steaming. So everybody's always known from the Native Americans, you name it. Go get in the hot water, steam your body. You know, they'll tell you people that have, you know, other problems with their bodies, go steam for your skin, for your body. But, oh, this is kooky. This is kooky. Again, only mainstream media can be your guru. Let's go back to it.
Wow. Vaginal steaming? That phrase is both too much information and somehow not enough information.
Well, it's pretty clear to me, frankly.
Okay, but I'm confused. Why are we talking about Gwyneth Paltrow and Alex Jones?
Because they show us how not divided America is. You think they have nothing in common, but they do. On both their websites, they push a lot of the same strange dietary supplements, the exact same supplements. They just market them differently. Take maca, a supplement that's said to increase sex drive, which I bought but do not need. Now, on Goop, you can find maca in their moon juice sex dust. But on InfoWars, it's super male vitality. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Both sites also recommend alternative remedies like active silver, Eleuthero root, and deboned salmon enemas.
Hey, pause. Made that last. Yeah, there's no such thing as deboned salmon. I wonder why they're so similar. Because we go out and research what known to really work, what's clean sources and doesn't have side effects, and is seen as FDA key term grass certified, meaning the government says it's safe and good. Do you understand? That's why we sell it, because it's popular, because it works. And ours is cold-pressed and concentrated into a fine oil. Quite frankly, better than the powder. We also sell Androplex's lower price, the same as her sex dust. Why is it so similar? I didn't even know she sold this. Because these are the things that work. That's why we sell them. We want them to work. So you buy them again. Duh. It gets funnier. Who do we got coming up? We got Lord Knight. I'm going to cut this a little bit with him. I promise. I'm going to Daddy. I'm going to Mailman. I'm going to Gus. I'm going to Eric. I'm going to Craig. But I got to finish this as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number four is straight ahead. If you simply spread the link and spread the word, nothing can stop you. You are the human intelligence. We will override the AI and be victorious because of you. Stay with us. Hour number four is only 70 seconds away. This is the InfoWar.
GCNLive.com today.
Aquaman summoned three giant whales.